even when you're not in the office. All at up to 30 times faster than dial-up. Wild Blue is internet via satellite. That's fast, available where you live, and so affordable, there's no reason to stay on dial-up. So even if you're in Franklin, Minnesota, you can now be sure they have Wild Blue satellite speed internet. The same high-speed internet available in every Franklin in the U.S. Because Wild Blue reaches you, too.
Get free standard installation if you call right now. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE. It's a great deal. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE or visit wildblue.com today. For complete terms and conditions, visit wildblue.com.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I just wanted to mention that on July 4th, I've been invited to come back to there to Johnstown, Colorado, for the big July 4th celebration. Avi Lipkin's going to be one of the speakers, and I'll be there as well. So we do hope that many of you, if you don't have other plans for the 4th of July, will be there at the American Freedom Network picnic in Johnstown. Be that as it may, we have with us this morning a special guest, Dr. Stephen Yates, and Professor Yates is a professor of ethics, but he, of course, this morning is not going to be talking about ethics. He's going to be talking about the North American Union. And what most people don't understand is that there really are people in the world who have a different view of the way the world should be. They really want to unite the world, the whole idea that we don't want to have nation states where everybody speaks the same language. And wouldn't it be more exciting if we had a multilingual society, a multicultural society? Well, at least that's what they tell us. Of course, they really know that this will lead to chaos. But this is what they really want. They want chaos so that they can change the structure of our society. Because they're dedicated to this idea of uniting the world and bringing about a new religion. This is what motivates them, and these people have been well rewarded for their treachery. They hold much of the wealth of the world. They work through our great tax-exempt foundations. They work through a myriad of organizations, and their ultimate goal, of course, is the destruction of the country that you and I love. Well, with us is Dr. Yates. He's going to be talking this morning about the move to unite the North American hemisphere, and the decision has already been made. Everything is underway. Planning is being made, but they can't tell the American people because, you see, you simple people out there in the audience don't understand the lofty goals of the ruling elite. They know what's good for us. They don't want individualism. They want compliant people who will go along with their agenda. And since they control the reins of government, since they control the media, since they control the great tax-exempt foundations and our banking industry and many of our businesses, why, they pretty well determine what the American people hear, what they read, and what they see. And that's why I do what I do, and why Dr. Yates has written extensively on this subject, and I've read some of his articles. And, well, thank you so very much for being with us this morning. And why don't you bring us up to date with what's happening and explain why these people want to destroy America?
Well, first, thanks for having me on your show.
That's good to have you again.
I've really enjoyed the last one, and things are going pretty good. How are things out there in Schwarzenegger land?
You don't want to know. I mean, we got a choice between a hardcore socialist and Arnold for the governorship, and it's sort of like a choice between being shot and being hung. I don't really like either one of them. But until the American people understand what's going on, nothing's going to change. And we will survive, with either one of those people in place, at least for a while. But both of them are dedicated to changing the structure of our society. And the average person has no idea, that they had to actually take Arnold over to Great Britain to have him cleared with Lord Rothschild. I think it was Warren Buffett who took him over there.
I have a photo of those three guys around here somewhere. I was looking for it earlier, couldn't lay my hands on it, but shows the three side by side like they're best buddies.
Well, you see, the world is ruled by far different people than most people have any idea. At least that's what it says in the book written by Benjamin Disraeli back in the 1840s or 50s, a book called Coningsby. But And the world really is ruled by far different people, by people who are unelected, who pick our elected rulers. But you pick up the story, about what's happening here, so that the people will begin to understand what this whole immigration issue is about and why President Bush has steadfastly refused to close our border or to, you know, to stop the catch and release program or to hire border guards or to prosecute the people who are violating our laws and hiring illegal aliens. Why don't you pick up the story?
Okay, I'll do that. I think a lot is encapsulated in these phrases, North American Union, like I used on one article, or United States of North America, like I used on a different article. Of course, what they are going to call it really is anybody's guess at this point. It could be either of those or it could be something else, but the basic idea seems to be this, that more deeper economic and thereby political integration of all of these nations is somehow going to make us more competitive with similar things going on in other parts of the world, like Europe is one example, especially China and Eurasia generally, that this is supposed to make us more prosperous, that this is supposed to make us safer somehow as well in this age of the so-called war on terror. So you really have several things going on here, as I presume you and your listeners are aware. President Bush met with Vicente Fox, El Presidente, down in Mexico, and former Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada down in Waco, Texas. The meeting was on March the 23rd, 2005, and the three of them signed this trilateral agreement entitled the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And because there was really nothing there about the United States of America, they're talking about North America. And I don't know how many people are really noticing this. It's really only noticeable if you know to look for it, because that's how these guys work. More and more references in the mainstream media, newspaper editorials, other articles, commentary generally, this use of the phrase North America as if it referred to a regional supranational entity as opposed just to the North American continent. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but I've certainly noticed it. And then, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations last May, just a little over a year ago, releases this book-length study entitled Building a North American Community, Report of an Independent Task Force.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment, and the report is available on the CFR webpage, or you can get the book, which I have. We'll be right back here with the Discussion Communication.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Dr. Stephen Yates, who teaches, it's ethics that you teach, isn't it?
Primarily.
Okay. Well, one of these
some
times...
Introductory philosophy courses, a few other things like that, but basically, I do what I'm told when I'm on the campuses, not otherwise.
All right, fine. Well, one of these days we'll have to do a program on ethics, but this morning we're talking about the North American Union, and this organized, orchestrated effort that most people are totally unaware of. You'd mentioned that the Council on Foreign Relations had put together something called Building a North American Community. Would you like to develop that idea, that thought?
Sure. Well, first thing to say is that building a North American community is right there on the CFR's website. Now, Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America has its own official website. So these are not conspiracy theories or conspiracy websites or anything like that. Anybody who cares to do so can access these sites and find out for themselves what they actually say.
And that would be SPP.gov.
Yeah, www.spp.gov. Now, building a North American community, I have a URL for that, but it's just plain too long to read over the air. So I would recommend people who want to download the document for free that they just go to the CFR website at www.cfr.org and do a search for building a North American community or just North American community. Ought to pull it right up. But anyway, it's a report of an independent task force, all of them CFR members and properly sanctioned, to put together an entire network of public-private partnerships and foundations and similar type of organizations, pulling together governments, both state and local, along with private businesses, and offering incentives to the involved businesses in order to create a superstructure that would have the result that our borders with Canada and Mexico would become less and less meaningful. They would gradually, they would just gradually begin to erode, very much in accordance with that statement that Richard, I think it was, Gardner, might have been Robert Gardner,
no,
I can't remember
Richard
for sure.
Gardner back Richard, in April of 1974.
Yeah, 1974, he says the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. But an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. That's a direct quote from his article in Foreign Affairs, the CFR's flagship journal. And that's what's happening here. It's being eroded piece by piece. It's not being attacked directly. You won't find anything on any of these documents or websites saying, we mandate that we should dissolve all of the borders. Anybody looking for that won't find it. But what they are doing is creating a network or set of institutional arrangements or call them what you will, overlapping public-private partnerships that will have as its result the dissolving of the borders, because some of what is mandated there, some of what is planned, can't come about in any other way. Now, it may be useful to mention a piece of legislation that's at least relevant to this, and that is last I knew anyway, it was buried in committee still. It's another product of right around late spring 2005, a little over a year ago, and that's the North American Cooperative Security Act. A Senate number in 853, and the House number, H.R. 2672. That's 853, the Senate bill, and H.R. 2672, for anybody out there taking notes trying to get this down. And essentially what that bill does, and naturally this is for homeland security type of purposes, is to create a North American security initiative that would bring together security agencies and build those sets of arrangements that would encompass the entire North American hemisphere, or North American continent, rather. And so they sort of weld together or bleed together the security agencies for all three nations. And of course, there's no way to do that unless you're taking down the borders, taking down those barriers, just a little at a time.
Now, and that is, of course, why George Bush refuses to enforce our immigration laws. He knows exactly what's going on. Of course, he is simply a puppet for the people behind him. He is a puppet for Dick Cheney, who, of course, represents the power elite.
George Bush
is simply a figurehead, and until you understand that, nothing really makes sense. He's certainly not presidential material.
Yeah, but I don't really understand the anti-Bush sentiment or why people necessarily attack Bush personally on this, because one way or another, he's going to be gone in 2 years anyway. The problems we're talking about are not only still going to be with us, they're liable to be worse unless we do more to expose this whole thing. And some folks are attempting to expose it and attempting to get the Bush administration to come clean about what's going on. I don't know if how many people are familiar with... Well, yesterday it was publicized that Tom Tancredo, representative in Colorado, went public asking the Bush administration to come clean about this SPP, well, SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, that he should come clean with the American people about just what's going on with this and how it ties in with the whole question of securing our borders, something that he refuses to do.
And, of course, you know, they really want to change America. They want us to become a multicultural, multilingual society. They do not believe, you know, in this idea of a sovereign nation. They want to unite, first of all, this bloc of Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And then, of course, unite, of course, all of South America. Hugo Chavez is going to do that for us. And, of course, he's going to do that, telling everybody, oh, if you don't get behind me, the wicked people in North America are going to come down here and do it. Otherwise, if it weren't for the threat, you know, of what's going on, the people of and the nations of South America would never give up their sovereignty any more than the people of America would, the United States would willingly give up their sovereignty. But we're doing it because we're being betrayed by our leaders. And then, of course, to unite all of the trade blocs, Europe, Asia, and the Western Hemisphere, into this one wonderful government under the control of a ruling elite, ready to establishment of a new feudalistic society. And increasingly, here in America, we're moving just like they have in Mexico, where you have a number of very, very powerful and wealthy people, and then everybody else is impoverished. And we can increasingly see the same thing happening here in the United States. But, you know, most people just don't understand why Congress won't you know, insist that the laws they passed are really carried out. I mean, they 20 years ago, during 1986, when they had the immigration legislation there, they gave orders, you know, it became a federal crime to knowingly hire anyone who was an illegal alien. And yet the government's refused to enforce the laws. Certainly in the past, the Congress has authorized hiring of 10,000 new border agents, and and George Bush hired 200. In other words, I mean, it's, the whole story is so incredible. If you, you see what's going on, I mean, we're going to militarize the border. We're going to send down 6,000 unarmed National Guardsmen who will not be allowed to arrest anybody. And somehow that's going to seal the border. I mean, how can people be so gullible, Dr. Yates?
Oh, I shouldn't laugh because it's really not funny. But I, when you were talking there, I was thinking about George Bush's speech that he made to the country on May the 15th, it was, and how it was loaded with banalities, like we're a nation of laws and we must enforce our laws. We're also a nation of immigrants and we must uphold that tradition, which has strengthened our country in so many ways. That's a direct quote. And how banal that is. I mean, it really says nothing.
I love the line that says, you know, I am against amnesty. I just want to let all the people stay here and become citizens. Or, you know, I think that English should be the official language of the United States. And of course, he has all of his speeches on his website in Spanish. You know, and so everything, it has a dual meaning. One, to deceive the people, and the other, the real one. And what they really want is a multicultural, multilingual society so they can play one group against the other, knowing full well that this has always destroyed nations, and it's going to destroy this one.
Well, one of the problems is with education, which, of course, for a long time now has been controlled by Rockefeller-type groups and Carnegie Corporation, Ford Foundation, which have been which have controlled education policy just by funneling huge amounts of money, huge sums of money, where they wanted them to go. So those are the programs like outcome-based education or whatever are the ones that survive, and everything else falls by the wayside. And so, as author commentator Charlotte Iserbeek puts it, we've seen the deliberate dumbing down of America. There's the attempt to create a population of sheep that is trained by the educational system to perform tasks so they can work in cubicles. Cube farms are sometimes called, for very low pay. I've worked in a couple of those jobs, and they're terrible. But anyway, that's something else. But you have this general dumbing down of the population, which at simultaneously is being bombarded 24/7 with mindless entertainment, like most of what's on television, most of what goes into the theaters these days, and most of it is just mindless, and it's actually designed. Some of these entertainment programs, I've watched a couple of them just with this question in mind, or should I say I've observed it, because that's a different process. But anyway, observing these, it's actually impossible to focus on what's going on for more than a few seconds, because they only allow you to see what... How do you explain it exactly? It's geared to people who have very short attention spans.
Well, you know, I
got a letter, that summer,
an incensed letter from a teacher the other day. Her husband had heard of one of my programs where was critical of it, what was going on in education. She wrote me this long, winded email, and she said, look, she says, our children, I mean, we teachers are doing a great job. She said, our job is to teach people and our young people to think critically so they can compete in the world, and that's why we spend our time teaching them to think critically. That's why they really can't do math and English and geometry and all these things, is because we've got to teach them to think critically, and there's no way they can compete in the world unless they can think critically. And I wrote back and I said, if these kids can think critically, you know, and they're thinking so clearly, why do we have so much sexually transmitted disease and out of wedlock, births, and, you know, why do we have so many young people, you know, on drugs and smoking? And if you're teaching them to think critically, are you really doing a good job? And, she really doesn't understand. And she admits, we are not educating our children in the fundamentals and mathematics and reading. We're teaching them to think critically so they can compete in the world. And all you need to do is look at the SAT scores of our graduating seniors across America. They can't compete with the kids from Lithuania. And I don't think it's happening by accident at all. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Stephen Yates. But let's get back to the subject of what's happening with North America, the destruction of our sovereignty, the destruction of our nation.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns and inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Dr. Stephen Yates. Do you have a website or any place where people can get the articles you've written?
Not as such. I have a blog. It's happening here, although I don't tend to talk about my own stuff on that very much. Probably the best place to go to read my Real Matrix things, and some which include a couple of my North American Union things would be the website www.newswithviews.com.
All right, and certainly I've read your articles there, and they're excellent. That's newswithviews.com, and you can get Dr. Stephen Yates' material there as he talks about this move to unite the Northern Hemisphere and into one nation. This is what it's about, to do away essentially with our borders, to do away with border controls, and, of course, to do away with national sovereignty, because that's the real goal. They'll start out talking about, economics, how wonderful it's going to be. Now we can sell to all those poor people down in Mexico, and isn't that going to be great for America? The truth of the matter is, it's going to lower our living standards, and it is a matter of redistribution of our wealth to the poor people of Mexico, and then, of course, the poor people of Central America, and eventually the whole world. And we're in the process of doing that. Now that's what the offshoring of our jobs is about. And you just try to, for instance, make reservations on Delta. You want to make your telephone reservations on Delta, and you're going to talk to some guy named Raj over in New Delhi or in another Indian town. And so many of our corporations now are offshoring their jobs to India because they've got a willing workforce over there. They do a good job, but it's all part of the program to lower living standards here. It really has nothing to do with profit. They want you to think it has to do with profit, but it's really about transferring the wealth of the United States and carrying out the plan that's laid out in the Earth Charter, point 10A, the new Ten Commandments for the world. Dr. Yates, pick up the story.
Okay, there's a lot really to say here, and it's difficult to know where to go next.
Well, you just go ahead and go, and we'll go from there. Because it's such an important subject.
But there is a sense in which, you remember when I quoted Richard Gardner earlier, that was from 1974. Shortly before that, a guy who can certainly lay claim to be one of the super elite, as I call him, Ziggy Brzezinski, who became Jimmy Carter's National Security Advisor, whatever that is, wrote a book and it was published in 1969 called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. David Rockefeller read that book, so did Henry Kissinger, and the three of them put together the Trilateral Commission, essentially based on the outline in that book, which essentially gives us four stages of history. The first stage is that of Christianity. The second one is a secular nationalism, which they where they situate national sovereignty. The third stage is Marxism, or Marxism-Leninism, which begins to transcend national sovereignty, but itself falls into dogmatism and dictatorship. And the fourth, of course, is this thing that we're talking about, deep integration, a movement toward world government. But as things have developed, they found it necessary to move towards uniting specific regions. First of all, the European Union seems to have been the first. It went online right around the start of the 1990s. I forget the name of the exact agreement that the exact name of the agreement that created it, but I'm thinking 1991. Don't hold me to that exact year. But in the early 1990s is when things really started to happen, this process started to accelerate. And I think the linchpin document, or event, if you prefer, was NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And you note that they called it an agreement rather than a treaty for specific reasons. There are constitutional requirements on treaties that don't exist if they call something an agreement. So in a way, this is NAFTA tries to circumvent constitutional requirements that way, and that should have raised, well, at the time it did raise a lot of, it did raise some red flags, but not enough, as it turns out. I'd be the first to admit that not enough of us was paying attention to what was going on back then, but I know I was doing other things altogether, but I couldn't have told you what NAFTA stood for. But something really raised red flags, and by this time for me, it was about 95 or thereabouts, and it seemed clear that bad things were starting to happen to the American job market. But why did you have people that seemed to be arch enemies, totally opposed to one another ideologically, like Bill Clinton on the one hand and Rush Limbaugh on the other, one of them supposedly left-wing, the other one supposedly right-wing, all of them came up in favor of NAFTA.
Because
the entire business community came up in favor of, big business came up in favor of NAFTA. Big government came up in favor of NAFTA.
Well, because, of course, Rush Limbaugh is the finest talk show host that money can buy, and there are people who have a different agenda, and they understood what NAFTA was all about. It was just that they couldn't let the American people know that this was the first stepping stone along the way to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation.
Yeah, it was the first stepping stone. The year NAFTA went online was 1994. January 1st, 1994, it went into effect. That very same year, down in Miami, Florida, there was a big confab, pretty much unreported in the media. These things never are. The Summit of the Americas. And that's where the power elites, Ziggy was there, David Rockefeller was there, Henry Kissinger, both Bill Clinton and the first George Bush, all the usual suspects were there. And at the Summit of the Americas, though, Miami, Florida, 1994, was where they put together the agenda that would turn the entire Western Hemisphere, both North America and South America, into one big free trade zone, as they called it. Well, of course, the European Union was sold to the Europeans as a free trade zone, and it's turned out to be anything but that. But they went ahead with this, and their timetable was to have a free trade area of the Americas instituted by the year 2005, which took... Now, it's a little bit encouraging that they've fallen behind schedule.
But they still keep moving ahead towards the destruction of our borders, towards the destruction of our sovereignty, towards the impoverishment of our people. They go step by step. They go very slowly, and it happens so slowly we hardly understand what this is really all about. And they distract us with a war over in the Middle East, and as we watch, keep our attention focused on the tragedy unfolding there, while we're losing our freedom here at home. We'll be right back with Dr. Stephen Yates. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shipped to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Stephen Yates, we're talking about the move towards the North American hemisphere as a solitary nation, where we do away with the borders, and we start out selling it to this people. You know, it's all about economics. Oh, it's going to be so much better for economics. But then we have to have more rules and regulations to determine how the economics are done, and eventually the idea will be to have some sort of a common parliament and then a common currency. They know exactly what they're doing. They're going step by step, just exactly as they did in Europe, where they consistently lied to the people until sovereignty in many nations is simply a remembrance of things past. Well, let me pick up a story there, Dr. Yates.
You know, the sovereignty of European nations is just about history. I think we found that out last year. Both France and I think the Netherlands tried to do some backpedaling as far as refusing to ratify the EU Constitution. But the bureaucrats in charge of the EU are just moving right on ahead as if nothing had happened there, as if there were no problems.
As if it doesn't matter how the people feel.
As if it doesn't matter how the people feel. Or even the leaders of the individual nations, what they believe about these things.
Sure.
And many of us are afraid that if this process is not derailed, the same thing is going to happen here.
Well,
which would, of course, mean that what little is left of constitutional government in the United States will just become null and void.
Amen. Well, we've got somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's Charles from Lompoc.
Hi, Charles. Do you have a question for our guest?
Two questions. One is, what was that book that Rockefeller read, Between Two Pages, was it?
That was Between Two Ages,
oh,
America's
two.
Role in the Technotronic Era, and the author is Zbigniew Brzezinski, and I believe it's still in print.
Yeah, and the second was, what would the world be like if they get what they want and the whole world is under their slave rule? What do you think our life would be like if we were around?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And there's a novel begging to be written, a new 1984 about this is just begging to be written. I might write it myself if I can find the time to do it.
I think
it would
be
a police state.
Like it is in communist China today.
Yeah, it would be a police state. You would have... at the very top, you would have a ruling elite and any number of bureaucracies and administrations or ministries, as they've started calling them now, that are appended to the ruling elite. You'd have no middle class, and you'd have millions and millions of peasants, all of them permanently cash-strapped, all of them, or as many of them as possible, permanently in debt. Although it's an interview in itself, how our entire money system enslaves us to debt.
Oh, does that answer your question, Charles?
Yeah, what would the purpose be to basically get rid of all the jobs like they're doing if everybody, who would buy anything anymore? Or how would people live if nobody had any jobs? Because with all these...
Oh, you get a job, you get a menial job doing something. It's just
lots of jobs for waiters and waitresses and cube dwellers, cube farm dwellers, people like that who don't mind working for $6.50 an hour. And as for how you would afford things, just import more cheap crud from China.
But if people have no money to buy anything, then that industry would fail.
They would have money. Well, technically, they wouldn't have money. That's right. But they would have credit cards.
And it doesn't seem like it would make any sense for the elites to want to plan their own destruction too. Because
but you see, they have a different world view because they worship a different god, and they are energized by spiritual forces intent upon creating this world government. This is an age-old plan; it's been around for thousands of years. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And who else is on the line? Who's calling in?
This Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Do you have a question for our guest?
You just made a statement about going on for thousands of years. If you take a look at Joseph and how he was instrumental in in Egypt during the time of the famine, the 7 years of prosperity and the 7 years of famine. And people, you know, kept coming back to him, said, oh, save us, you know, feed us, yada, yada, yada. So they gave up their livestock, they gave up their land, and eventually they sold themselves into servitude. And essentially that's kind of what they're creating is 7 years of famine. So everybody will give up their sovereignty and wind up being slaves to the system.
Good thought. I agree with you. Have any thoughts on that, Dr. Yates?
Yeah, that's interesting. Kind of take that and plug it into a modern context after the 9/11 attacks. And what I think of is the feds telling us collectively, we'll keep you safe from terrorists if you give us more power.
Give up your freedom,
right?
In fact,
we've seen is since the 9/11 attacks, we've seen the largest growth of government in U.S. history. I mean, nothing before that, not even the New Deal, even comes close to what we've seen during this present administration as far as one power grab after another. And even in response to natural disasters like Hurricane Katrina, now they're talking about
Dr. Yates, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that was.
Okay.
But they're talking about creating additional bureaucracies for to deal with natural disasters now.
And, of course, if you read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, he will tell you that we will be able to create the natural disasters, the storms and earthquakes. Isn't that interesting? Written back 1969, 1970, he was talking about how in the future they could create not only storms and droughts, but they could also create new diseases that would incapacitate the people. And we see so many people in America incapacitated by new diseases. Gee, I wonder if that's just a coincidence. By the eights, we're out of time. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us. And we really look forward to getting you on our other programs. Would you like to do a program on ethics sometime?
Yes, that would be interesting.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back here to wrap up the program here in American Freedom Network.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning, and I hope many of you will be planning on coming to the July 4th picnic that they have, the American Freedom Network puts on. I will be there, and Abby Lipkin is going to be there. Hopefully we'll get a great turnout. And then, of course, we want to mention that if you really want to understand what's going on, how this whole thing fits together, one of the most important books we carry, and we actually have kept this in print for the last decade or more, is called Foundations of Power and Influence. It is based upon the only congressional investigation of the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the only one that the elite would ever allow, and the reason it happened back in 1953, the Republicans took control of Congress, and there was just so much concern about the fact that the American government had turned Eastern Europe over to the communists and turned China over to the communists. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it was the actions of your State Department that brought communism and the terrible suffering to Eastern Europe and China after the Second World War. And Congress wanted to know why, and so they established the Rees Committee. And the Rees Committee found that the great tax-exempt foundations here, Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and others, were financing communism here in America, and socialism and Marxism, and intent upon centralizing all power in Washington, D.C. It's a fascinating book. You need to get it. Foundations of Power and Influence, one of the five most important books in my library with tens of thousands of books. Call 1-800-544-8927. This one book will change your life and change the life of anybody who reads it. Well, then fast forward 50 years, and now we find the Ford Foundation financing LULAC and MALDAVE and METCHA and all of these radical racist Mexican separatist organizations. And then, of course, they get the people who lead these organizations onto major boards of other corporations and foundations and even government agencies, and these people work together. Why? Because they want to disrupt our society. Because they have an intense hatred of America. Because they have a goal, a different goal. And the book that will help you understand that, Importing Revolution, which we carry. We also have a great DVD entitled The Conquest of Aztlan. The Conquest of Aztlan. You need to see it. You need to understand what's going on. We have a four-tape set on immigration. And we'll be putting together another four-tape set on that very soon, utilizing many of our new interviews. Understand it's all about destroying America. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit back and say it'll never happen, or, well, I can't do anything, or I'm too busy? We have an obligation to be involved. And understand there are secret forces out there. You know, an understanding of the forces that have guided the course of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but upon secrets to be discovered. And there really are secrets out there. There are secret organizations. The Trilateral Commission, you can go to the website and read what they say in glowing terms. Sounds wonderful. They're really intent upon destroying America. And they're energized by a sinister force. Look at their logo. Trilateral.org. Trilateral.org. And their logo, a circle with three sixes, joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Show it to other people. Show them the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. If they have not yet seen the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, you must get it. And then help us get the truth out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Radio is your best choice.